Got locked up right here on the Basic Foundation Show. TC coming at you. Jamming for Jesus, Sons of Thunder. Man, in the house already, man. Praising the Lord and just starting the Basic Foundation tonight. And we're going to talk about artist development. We talked about it last week and talked about the stage presence, interviews, and dress code. And tonight we're going to talk about part two. We're going to talk about some other things as well about the keys to artist development. And first of all, I want to say good evening to the hot seat man. First of all, he's calling in. It's none other than my main man, Kevin James. Good evening, sir. How are you?
Hey, how you doing, man?
Good, man.
I'm echoing.
You echoing a little bit?
Yeah.
Okay, let me see. Hold on. Let me make sure we got a little volume down here. How's that? Is that better?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, that's a lot better. All
right. Good. Okay, yeah, I had to turn it down a little bit because, you know, I got my headphones and everything up in here, so glad we got that together. But how you doing, sir? You know, what's going on?
I'm doing great, man, great. I'm going to say hi to everybody who's listening in. How y'all doing?
Yes, sir. And we got Sister Fiona Vonna. I'm going to make sure I got her last name. I'm forgetting it already, man. I'm messing up already. How you doing, sister?
How you doing, sir? Yes, this is Fiona Vonna.
Yes.
And it's nice to talk with you all.
Yeah, she's on thus far. And everybody else, of course, is going to be coming in a little later as well. But I know that, you know, since we got her on the line, as well, since she's, you know, the call has been helping her, and I definitely appreciate it. She's actually on before I was tonight, and I appreciate that. You know, just, yeah, she's eager to learn about what's going on. I definitely appreciate everybody that calls in to be a part of the Basic Foundation Show, man. It's an awesome show. And we'll keep it going. How about that?
No doubt, man. No doubt about it. We're definitely in the house.
I know, that's right. And I know you guys was on last week on the ECMA. Shouts out to Mr. Harris as well, talking about some marketing, branding, and things, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so as well. So if y'all missed them last week, of course, you know, we got the shows coming out previous. Coming out with, I want to put this out there real quick. Coming out with a new website, the Basic Foundation, the actual official website will be coming out, where you can actually go in there and actually, instead of me having to send out links on Facebook and things like that, we'll have all the links on there that you can find from the beginning of the show all the way up to now. So we're going to have all that on there.
Oh, that's going to be great.
Yeah. So you can actually go back and, you know, a lot of shows we've done that you missed out on. And I will go back and listen to some shows sometimes. A lot of stuff that we talked about then is still prevalent today. So, and actually, it's almost like a prophecy, but a lot of stuff is happening in the music industry that's happening now that we said was going to happen then. So definitely, you know, we're going to have that site available coming up real soon. Launch date, we'll let you know. I'm working on it now diligently so we can make sure that if you miss any shows, you can actually go back and listen to it or download it for your records as well.
No doubt, man. No doubt. I guess we're talking about, I don't know. I guess I'm going to wait for the question.
Okay. Okay. Well,
it's a big question for the day.
Well, the big question.
I think I'll wait.
Well, you know, in a series of artist development, man, we often talk about it. We kind of touched on it. But I know that Rhonda said, you know, I asked her before, on the last call before last, you know, what should we talk about in the next shows? And a lot of them said they want to learn about artist development, how to conduct interviews, dress codes, and things like that. So we kind of touched that last show as well. But the reason why I call the keys to it, because basically I don't think people understand still how artist development is prevalent in their career as far as getting into this music industry. And that's why I kind of want to say the part two, the keys to it as well, the keys to those things and more, if we need to discuss or explore more things.
Because a lot of people really, really take artist development as just learning how to do interviews, the fashion part of the styling part of it. It's a lot to artist development than just that.
Right.
It's even though it's called artist development, but within artist development, there's also product development. And it's something that is not really said because it's all go together. But in artist development, you also develop product. You do research of the audience and so forth. So there's a lot of other things that is involved in artist development than just learning how to do interviews the style of clothes that you should wear. And it's a lot more. It's a lot more to it than just that.
Okay. And I want to say good evening to Ms. Arisa Taylor. She just came in. How you doing, ma'am?
Hi. How are you all tonight? I'm great. Much better. Thank you.
Good, good. Glad to hear you. Much better. Yes.
So, you know, that I think that's probably one of the things that people really miss out on, the fact of when people talk about artist development, mm-hmm. They don't talk about the research and for the artist, you know, because that's a part of the development of the artist, is the research of the audience. Who should this artist be singing for? Where's this money? And people, they don't get into that. But it is a part of artist development.
Well, why do you think they'll get into that? I mean, if it's lack of knowledge or?
Well, yes, I think it's a lack of knowledge. Everyone looks at it as artist development. It's the word artist development. So they feel like it's just, everything is just geared and point towards just the artist. And it is still pointed towards the artist, but it's some other things that is in there, like the product. The product is a part of the artist, right?
Right, right.
Okay, when you're researching the audience to find for the, for who? Who are you researching for? You're researching for the artist.
Right.
Oh, Lord. Take over. Can you take over for 2 or 3 minutes? Let me get back.
No problem. Go ahead, sir. Go ahead.
Okay.
All right. We just tuned in. You know, Kevin right here with us, of course. He's sharing some things about the artist development. Tonight, part two, we were talking about, if you missed it last week, of course, we're going to have the show available. If you just missed the announcement, we are working on the Basic Foundation website. That way, if you missed any of our shows, we'll go way back from the beginning all the way up to now. We definitely are going to reveal that to you, so you can actually hear a lot of information from then and up to now. That we had a lot of fun on the shows and a lot of serious times as well. So definitely want to let you know we're going to have that coming out real soon. Launch date, we'll let you know within the next few weeks when that's going to take place. But yeah, artist development is key. He's touched on some things as well. It's just us so far, Ms. Taylor and Ms. Ronan with us thus far, and other people going to be calling in throughout the broadcast. And you listen out there, by the way, radio. The number to call is area code 712-432-0075. Again, that's area code 712-432-0075. And the access code is 885-995. Again, that's 885-995. Ms. Taylor, do you have any questions in regards to arts development that you need to talk about as well?
No, I'm just listening tonight. And I'm asking for you all to excuse me. I'm just getting over the symptoms in my body with bronchitis.
Okay.
And so I have like 2 more days antibiotic, and I'm trying to save my voice too. So I'm just going to listen tonight, and okay. I'm so glad to be on the call.
Well, we're glad to have you back, and we're going to be praying for your healing, catching the healing.
Thank you. Yes, Lord Jesus, thank you.
I know that's right. Hey, Mr. James, you back with us? Okay, so he's not back with us yet. But we were talking in regards to, and I'll meet you out, Ms. Taylor, you can listen as well. Like I said, artist development, like I said, he talked about product development. I think that's key as well, because a lot of people, and we get in regards to product development, just my take on it, is that basically you want to make sure that you have a quality product out there as far as not only just the music, but the quality of the looking of the product. Like I think I shared last week about how you can have a janky, looking product, and it could be good, and the vice versa. It look good, but they may not be the best quality. So you definitely want to make sure as part of our development to have those things intact as well. And, I'm really looking forward to getting more into our development. We'll talk about some other things as well coming up in the next few weeks, as well as far as having people talking about that as well. Ms. Vonda, you have any questions so far? Anything you want to touch on that we need to touch on tonight?
No, sir. I'm sitting here. I'm taking notes, just loving the information that you all are sharing with us. You guys are such a blessing to the industry, and I tell you, the information is amazing. So I'm sitting here just absorbing this information, writing it down, and I'm listening to everything that you all say.
Okay. Well, appreciate that. Appreciate that. Really do. Just want to make sure that, you know, we also make sure if you have any questions or comments that we want to make sure that we accommodate those throughout the call and, you know, in the show as well. Looking at artist development, I'm looking at, I look at certain artists, I try to look at and say, okay, you know what, they're doing an awesome job. A lot of people may take me to task and say this in the church right now, but one of my favorite artists was Tone. Tone had a complete package. I mean, he's coming back out now with Peculiar People. I don't know if you know, he has a new song called Apostolic, but, you know, of course, he transitioned over to R&B, more of a pop R&B type of side as well. He's worked for a lot of people as well. But one thing I can say about his artist development is that he always stayed on the cutting edge. He always had a theme with each album that he had, if you noticed. It's like his first album was Pronounced Tone. He had a great sound. Great product, the imaging, everything was nice on that. Then O2 came out. He had, you know, more of a, you know, different sound on each album. Then Out the Box, I call it like the Thriller of gospel music. The way they packaged it, the way they promoted it. And then he came out on a DVD and things like that. You know, the different dances, things like that. Things he implemented in his stage act, I think, was second to none because it competed with anything that you put out there secular, you know, while he was in the gospel genre solely. And, I just think that, you know, if you look at somebody like him, how he reinvented himself throughout, you know, what he's done. Like I said, I mean, a lot of things, you know, of course, the church, you know, taking the task for him to, you know, with his preference, you know, sexual things like that. I don't have nothing to do with that part. I just know he's a great artist. He can sing. He's an excellent musician, excellent producer. And he's a great artist. And I think, you know, if you want to look at somebody at the cream of the crop, I think, or look at somebody that's actually there as far as an artist goes, he's a great one to look at as far as how he did his things and, you know, what he did. And I respect him so much for, you know, how he reinvented himself as well. And, you know, some artists may be in that situation where they need to reinvent themselves as well as far as developing themselves. It's okay, you know what? I want to make sure I got the right producers. I know, you know, of course, I understand that it takes a lot of money to find the right things. It takes money to make money, of course. And I know with emerging artists, you're only working with so much. I get it. I totally get it, and I totally understand as well. But if you can save your chips and try to get with somebody who got some quality, if you put out one single for right now to be quality and push that single till you're ready to start getting your album, things like that, that's just my suggestion. You know, make sure you got the quality product. And there's people out here that's actually pretty reasonable. You can probably find the research that will hook you up as far as your imaging, as far as your CD covers go, as far as the production and things like that as well. I'm not saying it's easy at all, but it is some people out there that will work with you as well. I want to make sure that you break such that. Like we said on the last call, if you missed it, that a lot of times with singers and producers, you have the right to find the right producer to match up with the singer, and vice versa, the singing and the producing as well. A lot of times, it's not that person's not talented or that person's not anointed to do what they do. It's just the fact that they've been hooked up with the wrong person. And I think that's where, you know, sometimes as far as, you know, being a developing artist, you might want to have a vocal coach. You might want to have things that can enhance the career, enhance the ministry, enhance the music that you're trying to put out. I think that's very key. You know, looking at vocal coaches and things like that, you know, make sure that you're hitting the right notes, you know what I'm saying? If you're doing your background vocals, if you're hitting the right notes, you know what I'm saying, you know, in your lead and, you know, the correct breathing exercises, you know, it's certain CDs and things like that you can buy just to enhance those things as well as far as your development as an artist go. You know, them things you might want to consider. You know, it's not saying that you don't have a voice and, you know, that, you know, and some people may be a vocal coach already or know how to write breathing exercises and things like that. But those things are pertinent, I believe, in just, you know, putting out a quality product as well. Because you look at a lot of the mainstream people or people that's considered mainstream, they have those things in place. And a lot of them are independent now as far as, you know, just by them learning from being on major labels and things like that. And that, of course, you know, a lot of them don't share that with you a lot of times, but we want to make sure that we share it on the show. As well on the Basic Foundation show this evening. Definitely want to make sure that you got the correct breathing in there. And like I said, we're going live, the same thing. You know what I'm saying? You're able to carry that same sound out as well. I hope I'm helping you out tonight as far as some information I know as far as artist development goes. As Kevin said, there's a lot more, and I know we're going to get into that once he comes back as well. But if you just tuned in, for the first time or just tuned in, listening by way of air, you're listening to the Basic Foundation Show. And, of course, we're talking about artist development. We're on part two today, the keys to it. If anybody want to call in with any questions, comments, or concerns, of course, we have the phone lines open at area code 712-432-0075. Again, that's 712-432-0075. The access code is 885-995. Kevin, back with us yet? Okay. I know you might be taking another call. You know, I want to make sure that, you know, guys, if you have any questions or anything I'm mentioning tonight that can help you, I hope I'm helping you. Ms. Rhonda, if I'm helping you this evening?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I know Ms. Taylor's trying to save her voice. Am I helping you this evening, Ms. Taylor, for some of the things I know?
Yes, you are.
Okay. Great.
Yes, great information.
Great. Okay. Let me ask you this, Ms. Vonda. Some of the things that you implemented as far as being an artist so far, have you able to implement some things or some tips you may give other artists as well that you've implemented in your career so far?
Definitely doing more on social media. Mm-hmm. And, you know, being strategic on things that I post, definitely. So that's one thing I have implemented is pushing more on my social media pages. Instead of letting it kind of like not any activity going on, so I'm cautious to make sure that I'm posting something. And not every day I post something, but like every other day.
Okay.
Just to get some activity on my page.
Right. That's very key. I push that. I tell anybody when you try to market on social media, try to hit all your pages and some of your group pages as well. Are you part of a lot of groups or a lot of people pages that have groups?
Yes, sir. I am affiliated with a few groups, but I've only posted in only a couple of those groups. I haven't been posting in all of them, so that I'll definitely implement that as well, posting more in the group areas. Write that down.
Yeah, you definitely. You know, if you have any groups out there, as far as especially on Facebook, there's a lot of groups. Like I said, Twitter is definitely key. If you have a single out or a product out, you definitely push it out there. Send a link to the website or where, you know, if it's on CD Baby, if it's on Amazon, you know, iTunes, anywhere. You know, you might want to push those things as well. I think that's very key. You want to push people to your product. You want to push people to your product because, you know, if they don't know it's out there, you know, they don't know it's out there. You know, you know, and being a merchant artist, unfortunately, you have to be everything. You got to be the marketer. You got to be the promoter. You got to be the manager, the singer,
yes, sir.
Everything. But, I mean, you know, once you start implementing those things, you start seeing a change and seeing a fan base built. You know, that's the key, is getting your fan base built. We always say it on the call. And, you know what I'm saying, you're going to make sure that your fans know who you are. Like I said, it's your music and things like that. You know, there's other ways of marketing yourself. Like I said, I was at an event last evening, and it was a rapper by the name R. The Czar. Really talented brother, man, came up there and did his thing, and he had t-shirts out there, and he said, you know what, he said, every t-shirt that you buy, at $20, I give you a free CD, you know, you sell the CD for like $5, but you know, the people ate that up. He walked out there with no t-shirts, and no CDs.
Mm-hmm. That was strategic.
The great thing about that was a great marketing strategy because they have his t-shirt and they got his music to, you know, saying to listen to. And it was an EP, of course, but it was a thing where, you know, he said, okay, I got t-shirts. So he walked out of there and sold all them t-shirts and gave away the CD. And some people bought the CD, you know, chose to buy the CD just to support him. But it was great love there. And like I said, everything just went. It was just great. You know, we had another brother there named Danny Blaze. He came there sang, and he was like a one-man band. He's able to sell some CDs, and people loved, you know, how he presented his ministry and things like that as well. So, you know, I think we need more platforms for emerging artists to get out there as well to help develop the craft as well. The more you get out there and do live shows and things like that, the more you can learn about stage presence and how to conduct yourselves and things like that. I think that's artist development as well. Just, you know, just looking at some keys that hopefully will help you guys understand that.
Yes, sir.
You know, and that's some of the things I know as far as our development. I'm going to ask myself, I don't want to keep having her talk about it. I just want to ask her, are there any things in your ministry that you found that you've implemented so far that's helping you, Ms. Taylor, real quick?
Yes, sir.
Let's see. That's really helping me. I am implementing the things that you all have said. I think one question that I would like, and I always forget this every time, would is I'm just going to throw it out there, but it is a concern.
Sure.
If the ones who are following on Twitter, mm-hmm. if somebody wants to follow you, okay, do I follow everybody who follow me? That's a question.
That's a great question. You know, that's at your discretion. If you want to follow everybody, some people you may not want to follow. And then you have to watch out, too. Sometimes you got to determine what's spam or what's not spam on Twitter. You have a lot of spam accounts on there, too, that, you know, they may have somebody named Becky Jorge. And you're like, who is that? I never know who Becky Jorge is. You know what I'm saying? And you follow them. Sometimes that could be, you know, lead you to, you know, sites that's known as pornography and things like that as well. So, you know, you got to choose and be spread out the bones with that. But, you know, the more people that follow you on Twitter is where I go through. One thing I've had, just like what I do, when I'm on my Twitter page, is I've learned to go through and see who on there is not, no, that's not legit to me, that I've never seen or don't know, really. Or if I do know, or I know there's a page where it's an artist or something like that, I can just tell the difference. And I can just go through my pages, and what I do is I block those people that's not associated with what I'm trying to do.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yeah, so you definitely know. Yeah, I'm not saying you have to follow everybody. I'm just saying that, you know, to get people to follow you, you know, you might want to, you know, kind of do a spring cleaning sometimes as well on that. Okay. Yeah, but you definitely want to get more and more people to follow you on your Twitter page and do creative things, you know. You might want to say an encouraging word to somebody or something like that. Or, you know, what I've done on our other station, like when I have different news, I say, you know, make sure you listen to the station, put the website out there and help us spread the word. I do stuff like that. So there's certain tips I think, you know, that probably can help you guys, you know, get people to help spread the word, you know, they can, you know, look at your music or find other ways to sell your music. Like I said, that brother had a t-shirt yesterday and he, you know, people ate it up yesterday. And I was just like, wow, you know what I'm saying? Just by, and his ministry is quality too. That's the thing about get out there. It was rap, but it was, you know, his message was clear. And no, and all walks of life just loved it. It wasn't, just young people. It was, you know, older people as well that liked this music.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? So, the thing, that's what I'm saying. And it was quality, dude. It really was a quality project. And the way he presented himself was just, it was just stellar. It really was. It was really stellar. And I was really proud of the young man yesterday. We told him we're going to the top because he just did an awesome job in his ministry presentation.
Wow.
So I'm just saying that, you know, yeah, this is to encourage you that, you know, in your development and things like that, you know, learn about those things. I said, really research. I tell anybody, you know, y'all get a chance to hear me talk so much, but one thing I've done, this is, I'll just give you a prime example, I've done the radio. Right now, this month on March 12th would have been my 10-year anniversary of doing my JFJ Live Talk radio show, which is a basic foundation as a part of that. So I've been doing this actual show now for almost 10 years. And just looking at how I started, how I marketed and how I strategized and how I did in the beginning, it drew a lot of artists. You know, we had artists come, we had artists go. But I looked at how many people was on the call. We used to have 50 or 60 people call sometime on the call, just listening and just getting information. And what happened from there, other people started doing shows like ours. And I, you know, a lot of people say, you know, they're trying to be like you. I said, you know what? I don't take it like that. I take it as a compliment because we need to get more and more people to do shows like this to try to help, you know, emerging artists get out there. Like I said, if somebody else doing it that can come with more information or come out, you know, better than me, I don't really look at it as a competition. I look at it as somebody trying to help, you know. And that's the key. The key is really going out here. I do everything because I want to be able to be a help to somebody. If somebody else take it and they take it to the next level, that's great. You know what I'm saying? But we have the dialogue going on as far as getting the word out, as far as how, you know, as far as the industry goes and how getting the people to learn more about the industry. And that's how you got to take that same approach with your music. You got to say, okay, you know what? I want everybody to know about my music. So what's different ways I can get people to, you know, to get into music? And Kevin said all the time, you know, as far as doing other things that can people to get engaged, you know, right off, like the sister with the, you know, giving the health tips. And I know other people that did T-shirts and cakes and different, like, you know, the album release parties. They had their own product. They're doing cakes and things like that in the midst of doing, you know, their releases. You know, there's certain things you can do, album release parties, things like that, listening parties, say, you know, I want you to listen to this and let me know what you think. You know, there's certain things you can do. You know, remember back in the Motown days, you know, you used to have a listening party, what they called it, I forgot what they called it per se, but they would have listening sessions and say, hey, yeah, and they on this song, you know what I'm saying? And that way you can do stuff like that. You know, there's different ways you can do that to make sure you get quality product out there.
Mm-hmm. That's a good idea.
You know? Yeah, you want to make people know that's good. And also, you want to be, you make sure that you're relevant. That's the key. I think that's one of the things about artist development. One thing I can say, just looking at the artists of old, like Luther Vandross. One thing about Luther, he was the same all the time, but he was able to change his style and still stay true to who he was as an artist. If you know, if you know, if you ever follow Luther's music, you know that about him. Had the same signature sound, but you know, especially with the Dance of My Father album, he came out with that, and you know, what I'm saying, he started getting people on there, like Busta Rhymes, start collaborating a little bit, but he still was Luther.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you want to do. I tell anybody that one of the keys I think to artist development is becoming timeless.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that's one of the keys to. This is my opinion. It's just don't, you know, become timeless. Try to get something out there that's timeless. I have a lot of gospel music that's timeless. That if I put it played for you right now, you think it just came out yesterday, and it's probably 13, 14 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because a lot of the music didn't just get to just do that that it needed. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, artist development is about building relationships as well. As we talk about building relationships, not, you know, with radio announcers, but you know, there was certain promoters and things like that that can get you out there as well. You know, research different promoters. You know, you got to watch that too, because there's a lot of janky promoters out here. But I will say that if you go ahead and actually, start getting promoters somewhere, see what they're doing. You know, say you may never know. You might get on with a major artist. You never know. I'm just saying that, you know, they might use you as a headline. It depends on how you present yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the sky's the limit. I tell anybody, the sky's the limit. Go for it.
Mm-hmm.
Why not? So I hope, like I said, I hope I'm helping y'all tonight. I hope I'm helping y'all tonight, because I really want to encourage you as well. You know what I'm saying? I'm waiting for everybody else to call in as well. But there's some of the tips I've just learned just by watching and being in the industry for some time now that I've seen done. I've watched people like a Tony or like a Luther or like a Mint Condition. You know, even some of the second artists, just watch how the longevity and what they did. They stayed true to who they were as an artist.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I've seen a lot of artists come and go in the gospel music industry because they changed their styles.
Mm-hmm.
They came out one way and then changed their total makeup because they didn't stay who they were. Now, who's the mainstream artist in the gospel music? We know it's Yolanda Adams, Kirk Franklin, you know, Donnie McClurkin, Fred Hammond. And they're not really so mainstream now because, you know, you got more of the hip-hop and more of the new urban stuff is starting to even. But even got CCM coming in even on a prevalent level because they're able to cross over a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But they put a lot of stock in their marketing, if you notice that.
Wow.
And that's the key. So, you know, it's like, yeah, marketing, you know what I'm saying, the biggest thing about business, and I tell anybody, when you learn business, you can learn the music business because it's all the same. You know what I'm saying? You gotta spend money to make money. That's what you have to do. You have to market yourself. It's like you're a business pretty much. When you're marketing yourself, you gotta realize that you are an entity. You are a business. Every business, they tell you, the most money goes into a business is marketing and promotion. Because they try to get the word out there. They got to spend money in that. So it's going to take money to get that out there. Whether it's flyers. You know, so we got the vehicle of social media, that's what we talked about. But it takes money to get out there. You know, a little keychains, little anything to get your, you know, little things you can do. You know, little trinkets, little stuff out there. Say, hey, you know, little pins. Say, just, you know, check out my CD when you get a chance. You know, my website on there. Check out my website. You know, you have something. You have something you can engage the conversation to get a chance to talk about your project. Show them and get you know, engage that conversation.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah,
you have little things, you know, that, oh, okay, this your website? Yeah, this is my website. You know what, matter of fact, I got a new CD out. You know, definitely would love for you to listen to it, listen to one of my songs. Okay, well, you know, let's talk about it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
there's certain things you can do that can, you know, enhance, you know, that that's part of artist development. But like I said, just find out different ways to market yourself. Find different ways to engage. That's very key. That's very key. But we do, like I said, we have our, the same name of our DJ service and my show is Jamming for Jesus. We're known as Jamming for Jesus, Sons of Thunder. You know, pretty much what we do, you know, so I put out flyers yesterday and they was loving the music that we were playing and, you know, how we was engaging with the crowd. They was like, man, you know, I ain't never heard a lot of music y'all play. You know, wow, you know, you should record CDs. I said, no. I said, it's too much in the years and I would definitely love for you to support the artists. That's the first thing we said. But the thing is that we, I was able to play your song originally. I played your song yesterday. I played a lot of few. I played quite a few songs from people that's on this show.
Awesome.
Just to let people know who you are and things like that as well. So that's what I'm saying. Is no, I have another outlet besides the radio to play y'all music and let people know who you are and let them know where to go and things like that. So that's what I'm saying. If we do this, then my pastor always say something that's awesome. He said, "We do this thing right, everybody get blessed."
That's true.
And that's what we're trying to do on the basic foundation show. We want to make sure that you're blessed, that you're getting out there, that you know what I'm saying, engaging with, you know, try to engage with your fan base, try to build as much as you can, you know. But the key is, you know, the key is you got to get their attention. You got to have something to get their attention to say, okay, you know what, I got to find out who this is. It's wow. Not only do they sound good, but, you know, I love to see them live, or I love to, you know what I'm saying, find out more about their ministry. No, then the type of things that you have to focus on as far as being an artist, being developers, artists. You know, before they put out artists in most major labels, the first thing they do, they have a meeting before they put out. What type of marketing, what type of packaging they're going to put in there to be able to market to draw the attention of the people? You know, what type of, like we talk about, what type of clientele you want to have? What type of people you want to, you know, want to draw for? What we want to go ahead and who we want to engage with that's going to be able to be, get with our product?
Yeah.
You know, then the things you have to think about.
Yeah.
Any questions, any concerns that I've talked about this far?
No, sir.
Yeah, I'm doing it all by myself tonight, but it's okay.
Okay. Good job. Great job.
It's all good. Like I said, if you listen by way of air, of course, love for you to call in this evening. If you just tuned in, we are on the Basic Foundation Show on part two on artist development, the keys to it. Love you want to talk to you about that as well. The number to call, once again, is 712-432-0075. Again, that's 712-432-0075. Access code is 885-995. Again, that's 885-995. Let me ask you, ladies, something. Are you guys running your own labels right now?
Are we doing what, TC?
Do you have your own labels?
Yes.
It's record labels. Yeah, okay. Like, you know, releasing your own music.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And you know, do you ever? Are you guys incorporated? Or have LLCs?
Yes.
Okay. That's great. I just want to make sure. So I know that's the first thing you got that, so you definitely got that in your belt. Do you have a budget set aside for your marketing? Do you actually set aside a budget for your marketing, things like that? Just want to know, not getting into your personal business, just want to know, you know, do you have those things set aside and those things you ever talk about or think about with your staff or with yourself?
Yes.
Okay.
No, sir, but I need to get one. Yeah, because you know why? Because I have been investing in radio, like running my CD ads on some stations and that. Mm-hmm. So I do need to budget because, you know, like, so that I can do it. And I can kind of stretch it out some.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Just be disciplined, basically. If I budget, it'll give me a better focus on how to do it in regards to advertising. So I do need to create a budget for myself.
Yeah. I always say that with your business, you know, getting into business, you want to have a 1 year, a 3 year, and a 5 year goal. You know, I think that's very key because, you know, you can project where you want to be within those years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, And once you start doing that, then you can start to, you know, that's part of developing yourself as an artist as well. And not only that, but just your business as well, because you never know. You may be in a position one day where you get going, you may be able to sign artists and things like that. And you want to understand those things. And when you get to the point where you get to that thing, you can develop other artists and say, hey, this is what we have to do to get this and get that going. This, you know, and that way you'll be able to teach other artists as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, prime example, like I said, and I just noticed just reading on music. I love music, period. So I look at I'm a gospel music announcer, but I look at other things as well to watch what they did. I looked at Eric Benet, how he signed Carver Richardson. Everybody knows Carver Richardson is an R&B legend as well as Eric Benet, but they collided. He still know Eric started his own label, and he already signed two artists based on what he learned from being in the industry for all those years.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, you know what, okay, we'll come up to your label, man, to put out a couple of albums and things like that. And Calvin doing real good on his label right now. So you never know, you know what I'm saying, just the information that you get as you research, you never know you're going to be in a position to do those things. And it's very key to have, you know, have these things under your belt now as being not only a business owner, but an artist as well. So you say, you know what, hey, I know how to do it on the artist side. I know from the business side of what we got to do to make a complete artist.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just going off what I said, what I've learned and what I've observed, y'all.
That's good.
So those are some of the things. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's some of the things I wanted to touch on this evening. Like I said, when everybody else be able to call in, that'd be great. They might call in a little while. That'd be cool. But if I finish before then, they missed out this evening. But we definitely want to make, but I definitely want to make sure. That's why I asked you guys how LLCs, because a lot of people don't even know about that. They just put out a label name and put it on there. Don't have nobody sign nobody and don't know what to do. They just put out a CD and say, hey, you know what? Somebody going to buy it. Somebody going to play it and things like that. And don't even have an electronic or a press kit or things like that. Do you ladies have press kits and things like that to send to the stations and things like that?
No, well, as far as with the MP3 and the bio and the picture, that's the only thing that I send in.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's pretty much a press kit. You know, you're sending your bio, CD, you know, MP3 or CD and a picture, you know. Yeah, that's pretty good. That's good right there.
Okay.
Yeah, that's good. Mm-hmm. What about you, Ms. Vanna?
I have a press kit through Reverb Nation.
Okay.
I created a media kit with all my social media information on it, email, picture, bio. So I created that, and I send that as well as with my MP3 when I send it out to the different stations.
Yes. See, that's what I'm saying. That's good. That's good. Because all that stuff is on there, and that's what I'm saying. That's key. Having those things in place as an artist is very important. Like I said, because us as radio announcers as well, and program directors look at you and say, okay, they're serious about that. Let's give them a chat. Let's see what's happening. You know? Mm-hmm. And I think that's great. That's good stuff. I'm happy to hear that.
Yes, sir.
I'm really happy to hear that. Yeah, so, mm-hmm. But yeah, implementing those goals and, you know, I think that'll help you project, you know, what you try to do, you know, as far as being an artist and being in business for yourself and things like that, because it is a business. No matter how you look at it, it's still business. Ministry or not, it's still business. And I think you have to know, you know, you know, dealing with promoters, you deal with contracts in some cases and things like that. You want to make sure that, you know, you understand about contracts. You know, you want to read, you know, research about contracts and agreements and things like that. All that stuff is a part of the artist development. Because like I said, about you being a label owner now, you wear a different hat in that regard. And you definitely want to make sure you brush up on all that stuff, so that way if anybody trying to go ahead and get over on you, at least you know you understand the lingo and the language and say, hey, you know, what about this clause here? I don't agree with this clause here. And that way you know what you're looking at. Because a lot of people get excited and just sign contracts and have no idea what they're signing. Just like, you know, with Toni Braxton, she did originally, and they find out, you know, hey, you get points for this and points for that, and you spent money here, you spent money there. You're like, wait a minute, I didn't see all this at first. Because of the excitement of having a record deal. And, you know, definitely got to look beyond the small print, as they say.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then things you have to look at. So I think it's very important. You know, like I said, all this is part of the artist development. I mean, you know, these are things that a lot of people ain't going to tell you. They just have, you know, be excited to get you in. And next thing you know, hey, I didn't get what I said I was going to get. well, on the contract you signed, it was this, this, this. And you're looking like, okay, wow. I didn't even take time to look at that. And it'd be legally binding because anything you sign, of course, is legally binding. So.
Wow.
Yeah, so you definitely want to be careful of that. You know? Wow, all right, I'm having fun tonight. I'm the guest tonight, I guess. I'm the guest and the host tonight. It's all good.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my
God. But I'm having fun. I'm having fun.
Oh, well, you're doing a great job.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
You are.
Thank you so much. Yeah, praise God for it. I just want to make sure that you understand the business because I've been in situations where, you know, where even on jobs, you know what I'm saying, where they try to get you to sign something. And you like, if I sign this, I say I'm in agreement with it, so I'm not going to sign it, especially if you know you haven't done anything wrong or, you know, things like that. There's been situations where I haven't signed it. And they said, well, I need you initially over here. No, I'm not initially anything because I'm saying I'm in agreement with it still.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, and not to be insubordinate at all, but just letting you know, hey, I don't have to sign that. If I sign this, I mean, that could put my job in jeopardy. If you try to, I don't know, you try to sabotage me or whatever the case may be.
Wow.
And that's why you got to keep a keen eye on anything. You got to sign anything that you don't want to sign. If you say, hey, you're not agreeing with me, you look over it, it's not good, I'm not signing this. But you got to sign. No, I don't. I don't have to sign anything because, you know, the stipulation is based on what we talked about. It's not the stipulation is based in this contract or based in this agreement that we're having.
Mm-hmm.
So be on the lookout for all that. I'm telling you, all that artist development plays a big role in that because I've seen people get burnt.
Wow.
I've seen so many people get burnt on having contracts and record deals, whether it's independent or major. That that now you don't even hear from them, and they had some great music. All because the deal went bad, and you're like, wow, well, what happened to such and such? I remember that I heard them, and well, they had a bad deal, and you know they got discouraged from doing music because you know, for one, they didn't know the business, and for two, they you know all their money that they would have had in publishing and things like that, they signed everything over to the record label based on not looking on that fine print.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, you want to make sure you got your publishing right. You want to make sure your publishing intact, you know, so you can get your royalties and your things from just being a songwriter or being a producer on the song. You know, most people that make money in this industry is songwriters, producers, and things like that as well. So
mm-hmm.
So you want to make sure you get all that stuff together as well. Like I said, it's a lot to go with it, but once you learn and you start getting, you know, educating yourself on the different facets of the music industry, then you say, okay, I'm ready now. I can do this.
Mm-hmm. So do you think when it comes to contracts that we should see a lawyer in addition, you know, if it's something that maybe we don't understand, or should we just, when it's a contract, just take it to a lawyer?
I mean, I would advise
in
that.
Industry.
Yeah, I would advise that because therefore, if it's something, especially if you don't understand what you're reading, not saying you can't comprehend, but I'm just saying,
no, I understand.
In the sense of the diction or the, you know, vernacular of that particular agreement, you want to make sure that, you know, with a lawyer, you can, you know, fine tooth comb it, if you will, and say, okay, well, I want to make sure I understand what this term means, that term means, that way I'm not, you know, not getting played either way. And you definitely want to make sure that you're not, you know, of course, getting played by anybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know? That's a great question. Got my man, Project Purpose from WLOU. Louisville in the building. What's up, sir?
What's up, young fellow? Hashtag love you big, man.
Hey, hashtag love you big back. How you doing, man?
Man, I'm doing fantabulous, man. Chocolate cake, Big Red, and all that good stuff.
Oh, you got some chocolate cake and Big Red?
Oh, man. I'm in heaven.
Oh, dog. I got to come down there where you at, sir.
Oh, man, by the time you get here, it's all gone.
Well, at least I can give me a Big Red on the way. That's good.
Absolutely.
Yes, sir. So far, we got Kevin James, but I think Kevin, you know, is on a business call at this time, but we still got him in the house, and we have Mr. Rissy Taylor and Ms. Fiona Varner with us this evening. But I've been talking about the Artist Development Part 2, the keys to it, and went over a few things. And we still continue in our quest on that, sir. So I know you're just tuning in, but actually I talked about contracts. I talked about goals as far as LLCs and corporations, how to properly, you know, how those things are intact and things of that nature, especially the labor owners as well. I kind of got to the labor owner side of it and business owner side of it as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. And what I came in on, and I would kind of second you, TC, there, that no matter really how long you've been in the business, how long you've been doing what you've been doing, anytime you get a contract, I would let a lawyer look at it, because people, especially companies and all of that, they're about making money. Well, since they're about making money, they can put one word in a contract that would twist it a whole different way than they tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then it's better to have a lawyer look at it that, you know, he's really not into it, and he really wasn't into the conversation, and he can tell you from a different opinion, a different aspect, because most of the time when we get contracts, we get excited,
mm-hmm.
and we want to sign it quickly and move on. But, you know, I think that's what got me on my A-track. I signed it quickly.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you definitely want to be careful and be safe and let a lawyer look at it and kind of take your time at it, because, you know, you don't want to move too fast, but then you don't want to move too slow.
Yeah, I was telling them as well, man, you probably can attest to this. You've seen a lot of artists in the industry, man, that sign bad record deals based on those clauses. And you don't hear from them anymore based on that. You know, they may got discouraged from doing music based on those things alone, as far as not understanding the business or taking time to go back and research and try it again. Yeah, some people that do come back and say, hey, you know, I've researched the business, I've learned about it, I'm a better artist, a better person now because of these things I went through.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you got to watch, too, man, with these labels. And, you know, I love labels. I'm not against them.
Right.
But, you know, you got to be able to negotiate and all that good stuff, because they try to get you in that box where, you know, they telling you that you need to do 3 more CDs for them in the next 3 or 4 years. And that's negotiable. That could be what they lay on the table, but you can come back and say, you know what, I'll do 1 for you instead of 3.
Mm-hmm.
Because that relationship that you have with the record label, it could be that what they said that they really didn't do, and then you really got a ill taste for the record label now in your mouth, but then you're, because of the contract, you're hooked to them.
Mm-hmm.
But because if you try to, if you negotiate and get them down to, I got to do 1 CD for you, and one of my good friends, and I ain't going to mention his name,
mm-hmm.
he did that, and with him doing that, that 1 CD that he had to do for them, he put out a CD that really was garbage.
Mm.
Let that thing ride, put their name on it, and then he came out maybe 6 months later with an independent product that went sky high. But
wow.
That's why you gotta look at what they put down and really try to negotiate with them, especially on that producing X amount of CDs for them. Yeah, that kind of puts you in a boat where that they can kind of treat you any kind of way to a certain degree. Not that they will treat you bad. I don't want the label people to think I'm against them.
Mm-hmm.
But you just got to be careful.
Right. Yeah, and I was telling them, as far as from a promoter standpoint, what you think about from a promoter standpoint, as far as those agreements as well.
Well, I think you got to definitely look into that, because I think any way that we look at it, it comes down to the same bottom line. These people in it for money.
Mm-hmm.
As my good friend Kevin James and Henry Harris said, that's the business side. They're in it for money. The ministry is excellent, but they're in it for money. Well, you got to be extra careful, because you'll find yourself where they're putting you on a ticket program and you're singing for free, and then everybody else singing is getting some bubble gum and some potato chips.
Right.
You got to kind of look at that, and I'm not saying that you shouldn't sing for free sometimes, because sometimes mm-hmm. the PR part could be more than the money part. But you got to be careful, because the promoter's looking at how much money they can walk away with versus how much money they got to pay out. If they got to pay out less money, they're going to, you know, do what they got to do less money.
Wow. That's good stuff, sir.
Thank you. I learned from UTC.
You the man out here, bro. I'm going to look out trying to do something. But, yeah, that's good information. That's why I say, you know, you got to look out for everything from every side. Learn this business,
don't trust,
man.
Don't trust nobody but the Lord.
I know that's right. That's true.
Oh, God.
I'm telling you. So that's the thing. That's what I say. That, you know, research who you're dealing with. Research your producers. Research anybody you work with. Not saying that, you know, you're looking to find anything wrong. But you just want to show them up and up. You want to make sure that, you know, that they know that it'll be a right fit for you and what you're trying to do career-wise. You know, because so, like I said, I know a lot of people look at this as a career.
Yeah, but I'm going to kind of disagree with you a little bit, TC.
Well, talk to me then.
I think you should research and find something wrong.
Really?
Because it's nobody out there that's perfect. Where does a producer, even you go to a producer that even produce some of these national artists, you're going to find somewhere in their producing ability that they messed up.
Well, yeah.
Then you got to look at, okay, how did they bounce back? Did they after they messed up, did they take ownership of their messing up, or did they try to sweep it under the rug like it wasn't them? And not to say that you shouldn't go with them because they messed up, but then you know their character.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Okay, help me out then.
Oh, no, I'm just saying that's my opinion.
Yeah.
That's my opinion. Yeah.
Wow.
But that's true. I mean, you're right about that.
What's this wow? Who's this wow?
This is Arisi. I'm just saying just that the fact that it's best to search out everyone before sign on the dotted line.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And I even think you ought to go as far as when you send your music even to the radio stations, you need to fan tune and search them out, because you, as well as you knowing other independent artists, and you say, hey man, I sent my stuff down there to WLOU to that Purvis fella. Oh man, don't listen to Purvis tell you he playing your stuff and he ain't even playing it. And then you got some reference, and that means you need to really say, okay, I need to focus on Purvis to see if he really playing my stuff, because such and such said that she sent her stuff and he ain't play it.
Right.
But see, well, a lot of us as artists, just because such as I said, we doing it, then we take them as their word, but and can't trust nobody.
Yeah.
But Mr. Purvis, if you send your MP3 in, but isn't it it's up to the to the personnel there to play it or not?
I mean, yes,
to
it's
put
up
it in
to
rotation.
Music.
And even if they don't think that it's that really that great, I mean, isn't it still their prerogative not to play it? Am I wrong to think that? Or just, no. You know, sometimes I can be a little apprehensive about sending it in. And I guess that's part of the other part of, let's say, of positive thinking of being assertive but I'm saying, you know, because it's up to them to say, no, I don't want to play it, is what I'm really saying. And sometimes, you know, you don't want to hear a no.
Yeah. And I would say, and TC and Kevin and all the rest of y'all can kind of agree or disagree, I think at least 97% of the time, we're not going to say no. We're just gonna continue to push you to the side until you leave us alone.
Oh right. My God, my throat.
I'm being transparent.
Yeah.
I think because we really don't want to tell an audience no.
I understand.
But then if I tell you yes, I'm playing your stuff, and then I'm really not telling you the truth because I'm not playing it.
Okay.
But then you're going around telling other artists, yeah, I'm getting played down at WLU in Louisville, and then some other artists say, you know, Perv told me the same thing, and I researched, and I talked to somebody that actually have the BDS list, and I'm not even on there.
Mm-hmm.
Got you.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to research, because TC, help
yeah.
me.
Yeah.
98% of the time, we're not going to say no. We're just going to say it's in review.
Yeah.
I don't have room right now.
Well, I know for me, personally, if I don't like it, I'm going to tell you. This is me personally. If it's not...
better than me.
And I'm going to tell you why. I'd rather not be a disservice to an artist and tell them there's something that is not. That's just me personally. If it's not good, then I don't want to waste the time. And I'm going to give them the reasons why I didn't do it. Or whatever the case may be. Not saying that, you know, I'm not saying it to hurt nobody's feelings or something like that. But if I really didn't like the project or like that particular thing, it's some reasons why. Like I said, what goes back to what I say all the time. It can be the singer that's not good and they have a great producer or vice versa. Whatever the case may be. But if it's not good, I'm not going to lie to you.
Now, could I add something right there?
Holler at your boy.
Yeah. Now, even with that said, now maybe the song, maybe you send me a slow song, and at the point in me loading music, I'm really trying to load up tempo songs. Well, then I'm telling you, hey, you know, right now, I really don't have room for that right now. Then check this out. Y'all write this down. Do not be on the phone arguing with the music director why your song should be in rotation. Exactly. Because now if you come out 3 months later with your second single, and it may be at that moment that the music director is putting in some mid-tempo songs, and you have a mid-tempo song, and they agree to listen to it, then they goes back to that, man, I talked to you 6 months ago and you kept me on the phone 45 minutes trying to tell me what my job is. Then I'm not even going to listen to it. That button they've called delete.
That's real, though. That's real. I got some other callers on the line tonight. Wow, okay. Let's see. You got Brother Reggie just popped in. What's up, Brother Reggie? Yeah, I can hear you good.
Wow, bro, you just popped in quick like that.
Yeah,
God
yeah.
God bless you, hallelujah. What's going on?
Good.
Play my A-track, Reggie, man. Quit playing.
What's up, Roger, man?
Play my music, man. Quit playing.
I played it yesterday.
I didn't hear it. I wasn't listening. You didn't tweet me. You didn't send it through my Twitter, man.
Yeah, man, my bad. I didn't have you tagged because you didn't send it to me tagged.
All right, how you doing, man?
I'm not all right, man. What's going on, man? What y'all talking about?
We talk about artist development part T, the keys to it. We talked about contract signings. I talked about corporations, LLCs, how that stuff in place, goals, and Roger brought up some things as far as like the radio announcers, make sure they're playing your music. We talk about some everything in regards to, we talk about the keys to it tonight. And okay. Got some other callers as well I'm going to bring in as well to see how they're doing. But you know, that's pretty much what we're talking about this evening, man. Just trying to, you know, make sure that we're on the up and up as far as helping them develop themselves in their career as an artist.
Right. Hey, I wish I would have heard something about contract, which is something that I really don't hear too much talked about on a lot of other conference calls.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that when it comes down to contract, sometimes you have to read between or read a small print. There's a lot of people I've noticed that write contracts to say they're going to do certain things and don't do it.
Right.
So if somebody verbally tell you that I'm going to get you on 20 radio stations, verbally tell you that, and it's not in the contract, you can't get upset at that person because you're not on 20 radio stations. You know what I mean? So basically, artists, everything that somebody say they're going to do for you, make sure they put it down. And this is the trick thing. When you get with people who say they're going to help you get on other radio stations, that's the way they do it. They say, we'll help you get on other radio stations. But they don't tell you how many, what stations they are. And then if they don't get you on no radio stations, you have no reason to complain. Because they didn't say, you know what I mean? It didn't say what stations or what they was going to do. So you have to be careful about what you read. I see it all the time. I used to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I used to tell people back in the days that I'm going to get you on these radio stations, and I might get them on 2, and they think I'm going to get them on 20. Mm-hmm. So I think that when you're doing certain things, I think that the person who is writing a contract should at least tell you the least amount of stations they can put you on. If they say they're going to put you on 5 stations a month, you at least should get those 5 stations. And don't expect anything more as long as you get those 5 stations.
Right.
So that's something that I think people need to look out for. when they're getting or signing contracts. You know, whatever they say they're going to do, make sure they do it. Whatever they say, whatever is in writing is what you should expect from that person, nothing more.
Right. We also talked about, too, as far as how the lawyer look at it as well, because of some of the clauses, and a word can may throw them off as well, that they can, you know, be signed on, and that way they can be misconstrued and, you know, can, you know, change the whole agreement.
That's true, too, but I think it depends on the level of that artist's ministry. Now, if you just get an artist that's only been out for a year, I don't think it's really worth to go get you a lawyer, because a lawyer's going to cost you a lot of money.
Yeah.
I think it depends on how far you are in your ministry. Some things, you know, you can just look at it, you know, get it notified or whatever, and just do it that way. But I don't think, you know, you want to get you an entertainment lawyer or a lawyer to look over it. Most people I know got lawyers in their family. Mm-hmm. So if you got somebody in your family that can look over it, it's good. But as far as, like, hiring somebody to be a lawyer to read something, and, again, it depends on how far you are in your ministry.
Okay, that's cool. Kevin James back with us. Mr. Hugh Harris joined us as well. How you doing? I'm saying, good evening, Mr. Harris. How you doing, sir?
Hey, doing great. Good evening to everyone that's on the call. Just listening.
Okay, cool. Okay.
Okay.
All right, cool. What's up, Kevin? You back?
Yeah, I'm back. I'm here. I'm here for a minute anyway. I have some other calls, but I had to come back just to see what was going on, and I probably had missed everything.
That's all right. We talked about some married thing, man. Mm-hmm. We'll catch you back up on it. Pretty much, I was talking about, like I said again, we talked about contracts. I talked about LLCs and corporations tonight. Talked about, we talked about radio, as far as, you know, submission to radio, what to expect. Talked about, mainly having your goals and things of that nature. I talked about some very things. I talked about, for a good while, I talked about a lot of things. So, just to let you know.
Right now, I'm in the music industry. A lot of things, a lot of artists probably looking for is really not there anymore, man. And the artists really have to understand this thing is about a brand. It's you know, I've said it over and over, years and years. That it's not about the music. You know, the music has to still be good, but this thing is about a brand. And, you know, I had been saying that for many a years, and I guess a lot of people didn't listen. But this thing is about a brand. So for any artist that's listening in, you have to build a brand. You're going to have to come out being shy. You got to get a relationship with people. You got to have something unique. And it has to be more than just the music. It has to be more than the music. It has to be something else.
Yeah, you know what? So, you said that, too. You said that right.
Huh?
You said that right. I was sharing with them the event that I did yesterday, how the brother came up, man. His name is Arthur Czar. He's a rapper, man. He came up and said, hey, you know, I got some T-shirts, for sale for $20, and I give you my CD. And, you know, CDs don't sell for $5. Man, the people ate up the T-shirts and got the CDs as well, support them just like that. So he did have something else to actually promote himself, to actually get them to listen to the music. But the music was hot, and his presentation was hot as well.
So now what's going to happen, he's going to, if he back all of that stuff up, he can keep communicating with the people, so now he can come back out with something else and they'll support him.
Right.
He can come out with a concert and they will probably support it. You know what I mean?
Right.
So you got to have something else. It has to be something else that's drawing people to the music. People are not buying music. Did you say about the Rihanna thing? Even though she's in pop R&B, but if she ain't selling that hot, you can imagine what the gospel side is like.
Right, right.
You know, so.
Yeah, I didn't mention that, but
music is not selling. People are listening more than buying.
Right, and then just to let y'all know that today the house, this new house bill for producers, mixers, and engineers, they get digital royalties now. Did y'all know that?
Great.
Yeah, it just came out today. So, I mean, there's a lot of things that's happening, man, out here that, you know, that you definitely want, like I said, get your research on, like I was saying earlier. Make sure you research and things like that. But you said a good thing, Kevin. It's so true. But what are some of the other keys to artist development? Let me ask that. I'm going to go to Mr. Harris real quick as well. Do you have anything you want to add to that, sir?
No, would you repeat what you said about something that came out today?
The producers, mixer, and engineers to get Digital Royalties a new house bill today.
New house?
New house bill. Mean,
new house?
Yeah, new house bill. Yeah, producers, mixers, and engineers to get Digital Royalties.
What did you see? I must have missed.
It's on my Facebook page. It's on my Facebook page. It's called the Allocation for Music Producers Act, AMP.
You mean, did it come out today, or did they put it in today, or did they introduce it today?
They introduced it today, I should say.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you know, I got a question, and I'm speaking from the artist standpoint. Explain to me, which I know, but explain to the listeners or to the artists, what's the difference between a CD release, concert, or a CD listening party? What's the difference? Because somebody said they want a CD release, and then I asked them, you going to listen to parties? She said, I thought it was the same thing. So let somebody explain the difference between a CD release, or a CD recording, or a CD
listening party?
Listening party.
Listening party, you only setting you're in a place like a cafe, and you have people to come and they listen to your music by the way of a CD or whatever way you're gonna play the music, and people might be there to interview you, might just say, you know, that's a good way of doing it, having someone there to interview you and talk to you while the people listen to the music. In a concert, you are putting on a stage performance.
Okay.
So that's a CD.
At the CD release, do you sell your music?
Sure. So you shouldn't even, for real, I wouldn't even do a CD release. It's not even benefit. A CD release do not profit the artist. It really, the artists lose in a CD release. They lose. So it's a lot of money that goes into it.
They gain in a listening party?
Well, in a listening party, if you're doing a physical listening party, I'm not going to say you're going to gain from that, because you still have to pay for the building. It's going to know how much you're going to get, how much that building is going to cost you. If you're going to do a release, I would do it digital. I would find a way to do a digital release. I wouldn't, the old ways of doing things is like pretty much is done with. I'm sorry, I don't mean,
but if you do a digital release, it's hard for that artist to sell the whole project than you can if you do a CD release. You got people coming personally and they buy the whole project.
Yeah, and that is true. That's true. But the thing, and this is me talking now. The thing about like a physical listening party is just to get people to hear the music. Really, like when you do releases, this is old industry or R&B industry, secular. They don't even sell the product at the listening party. In gospel, they do.
Right.
Because a listening party is basically for media, record execs. That's who that is for. It's not to sell product. It's for people to come, hear the music, and go back and talk about it and put the rave out. That's what it's all about. It's supposed to be about. But on the gospel side, they use it to sell product.
Mm-hmm.
But just imagine if you don't get that many people at your concert, to sell that much product. You just spent $1,200 and you only get 50 people and you only selling CDs for $10. So how can you get your money back?
Any other keys to artist development? Anybody want to share?
I think I said them earlier, some of the big ones, and one of them big ones is doing your research on different things about what you're doing. Far as the who you're going to sell your music to, where they're at, how you're going to go about selling this music. Do the people that you're going to sell this music to, how much money do they have a month to be able to buy entertainment, to be able to buy CDs? You might can't sell a CD for $10 because the audience might only have $7. So you got to, it's a lot of research now that people need to know before they go out to try to sell a product. In fact, before artists even go into a studio to talk about putting $2,000-$3,000 down, they need to know that they have an audience to sell this music to, if that's what they're going to be in it for. If they're going to be in it to sell music and to make money, they're going to have to say, is there an audience for what I do? Is there an audience for it? Because if not, you can't be successful at it.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll save you a lot of money. It's going to save you a whole lot of money, a whole lot of heartaches and headaches if you just do your research.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So that's one of the key things to development of an artist. Like I said earlier, artist development is not just doing interviews and making sure you look right and so forth. It's a lot more to it than just that. Product, audience, and all of that comes up under artist development.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Good stuff right there. Anybody got any questions? Any artists got any questions on here? Okay.
You know, that's another thing.
Uh-huh.
And for all the artists that are on the call that I'm listening in, and I've been saying this for a few weeks now, you have to take in information. But as you take in information, always come back to the person who's delivering the information. Always come back with some type of question so that you can get a better understanding of exactly what that person is talking about. You want to take away from the call what exactly this person, exactly, I don't want to get it wrong. So let me ask this question. This is something I think we say all the time, no question is too small. No question is a dumb question. You know what I mean?
Yes,
so
sir.
Don't think what you might be wanting to ask is a dumb question. No. You need to know. So even if it's something that might seem dumb to you, but it's important. So make sure you ask questions. Anytime you go to a place where there's going to be a lot of information, prepare yourself for questions. In fact, you should come to that place with questions already written down. At least three questions you should ask, because you should already know where you're going. You already know the information that is going to be given, because you know this is going to be a music call, so you know we're going to talk about the music industry. So you should have three questions already written down to come to this call with, regardless if it has nothing to do with what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Hey,
Yes, sir.
Hey, Kevin TC.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Harris here. I was just reading that article that was on your page, and I know I didn't want to bounce around from one thing to the next, but
sure.
I was reading this this thing about the mixers, the engineers, and the producer getting 2% of the 45% split.
Mm.
Number one, when at the end of the story it said that they don't think that this is going to pass.
Okay.
And for the work, for the business that we're in, I don't think it should pass either. Because, you know, what they're doing is they're adding another line item to the royalty picture for the artist. I mean, if you are, just like Kevin just said, if you're going to pay $3,000 to go in the studio, why should the studio that may consist of the mixer, the master, and the producer all in the same studio, you're going to pay him $3,000, and then on top of that, he's going to get a 2 or 3% royalty for the life of the project. I don't think that's good. I think they should remain in a for-hire type situation.
Yes, they should.
They should remain in a for-hire. And it's the Grammys that's pushing this, the Grammys, the Recording Academy. It's pushing this so that they can feel like they're out front doing something for the artists. See, and like Kevin said, there's a lot of artists on this call that's not even asking questions, but on behalf of somebody that's on the other side that's not an artist, this is not good for us. This is just another jab at us in reference to percentages and streams and so forth. I would like to hear from some of what the artists think, you know, and a lot of them probably don't even understand, you know, they probably didn't even read the article that you posted up, or they may not understand exactly what you said was introduced today. Mm-hmm. And all of that is part of artist development. So when you're talking about artist development, you got to stay abreast of all of this stuff, and you got to, you have to, I think I heard something briefly about this, but you got to stay up on this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I was kind of surprised that it was introduced today.
Yeah.
But seeing that a lot of the artists, especially gospel Christian artists, don't get involved in congressional bills and Capitol Hill and all of this stuff, they won't even have a voice or a seat at the table. So if it's decided, somebody else is deciding it for them.
Right.
And that's why I like this call. My voice is not up to par, but that's why I like being on the call. I think it's been like 7 months now that I've been on it, and there's a lot of information that's given. And I'm like the other artist that said that she takes note. I mean, my notes look like an encyclopedia, a volume already. And it's a lot of information that's coming forth, but the more we learn the language, you know, especially that if we're new, we've never been in it before, and just to learn the language, what you all are talking about, I think it's like maybe like 6 or 7 of you all who, you know, are feeding into us, that are mentoring us. And it's so powerful, and it really is a lot. And even to hear the names, or as far as being a part of the industry, and what we get each week, and it may vary from time to time, and some of us may be on different levels. You know, some of us could have been in the industry for 7 years, or so. You know, we're all are different, but yet we're hungry, and I know we may not have the same hunger or the same thirst, but we're here because we want to learn, and we want to know how, and we want to know how, you know, how to do it. And because sometimes it can be very discouraging, you know, when it seemed like, you know, we are judging ourselves, you know, where we should be at this time. So, but I appreciate what you all are doing, and it's just a lot of material, but I really do, and I'm getting it little at a time. You know, some days it's like steak, and another day let me have it like hamburger. So, but it's great. It's great. Now, just what you're just saying about the bill, Mr. Harris, and when TC mentioned that too, and just to, you know, as you all further expound on that, I understood that better because some of the language, it's new to me. So I'm going to say I'm ignorant in some things, but that's why I'm here on the call to learn. And thank you so much for helping us.
We appreciate that. That was real good.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi,
we appreciate that. That was great.
Yeah, right. That's Lisette. Lisette want to ask a question. Go ahead.
This is Lisette. Good evening, everyone. How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
I'm fine. I have a question. I would like for someone to explain to me what is the appropriate name for the one or the in the songwriting process. What is the appropriate name for the one that writes the melody of the song? What would you call that person? You know, and that's what I'm kind of curious about.
The melody?
The melody, yes.
Well, the copyright holder is the person that's responsible for the words and the melody. Unless if you are writing together, you're doing the words and another person doing the melody, then you both are copyright holder. You both would be considered a writer and co-writer.
Mm-hmm.
Because you would be writer and co-writer because the law says that you cannot copyright a song unless it consists of words and melody. And your question was, what would you consider the person that does the melody? And that's what I'm saying. So if you have a person that does the melody and a person that does the words, you are co-writers.
The reason why I ask is because sometimes people confuse the melody and the actual music as like an instrument.
Well, the melody is the way the song goes. Like if we say, happy birthday to you, okay, I said four words, happy birthday to you. But that melody of that song, which is the way it goes,
mm-hmm.
words wouldn't mean anything. It wouldn't be a song if it wasn't sung
okay.
in the form of a melody.
Okay.
You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So then when you get to the point where you're trying to put some type of a structure to it, like, okay, verse, chorus, melody, bridge, and all that, now you're talking about producer. You're talking okay. about another person actually being the producer. So here's what that goes back to what we were saying about this law. Because if you and I, you wrote the word, if you said happy birthday to you and I came up with the melody, and then you got the producer saying, sing it four times, then sing it three times, then go back to this or whatever, and then they put the little music structure behind it. Me and you already wrote the song, but he's going to get a piece of it because he was the one that put it together.
Well, let me ask you this. If you wrote the words of the song, and if you also wrote the melody of the song, and if you know how you want the song to go, you know how the verse you want, okay, we're going to do this verse, then we'll come back with the chorus, then we're going to do a bridge, fall back in with this, that, verse, blah, 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 this, then we're going to do the vamp, blah, blah, this, that, and other. So what does that make mean?
That makes you, if you know how it's gonna go, of course you can explain that to the person who's doing the music, unless you are a musician or somebody that's putting it together. But mm-hmm. when you do the words and the melody, and you know how it's going to go, you say chorus, verse, bridge, and you got that down on paper, and you can hum it or whatever, mm-hmm. you mm-hmm. already have enough to be the copyright holder. Mm-hmm. I don't care who plays it. I don't mm-hmm. care if they put a full orchestra behind it. That's enough. That's enough right there for you to send to Washington, D.C. and say you are the copyright holder.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because what happens is just like if we're singing Yankee Doodle came to town riding on a pony, whatever, all of us may have heard that before, but that melody and those words were written by somebody else. But if the National Symphony Orchestra plays it and records it, then it becomes a production.
Mm-hmm.
But you are already a copyright holder. So don't be misled.
Now let me ask you this. What is a composer? What would you say the definition of composer?
Composer yes. is the person that that develops the structure of the music and the overall song as it would pertain to putting it into sheet music or putting it or recording it and so forth.
So are you saying more like notes or instruments? Is that what you're saying or?
But here again, if you write music, you are the composer. If you have words and melody and you know how to write music, you could do words and melody and put those notes on the sheet, on the sheets of paper, on the music sheet, put those music notations on the music sheet and copyright that as well.
Mm-hmm.
Here again, don't confuse it with putting it in the form that somebody wants to hear it on the radio or going to the studio and, you know, putting the horns and stuff behind it and all of that other stuff behind it. That's different.
Mm-hmm.
But when you write the words and the melody, whether you hum it, sing it, mm-hmm. notate it on sheet music, mm-hmm. you are the copyright holder.
Okay. What is an arranger? What is an arranger? Would that be an arranger that arranges the melody?
You can arrange the melody yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I think what you're getting at is when you bring in outside forces to do something with that music,
mm-hmm.
that's when you're in the for-hire type situation. That's when you got producers, and that's mm-hmm. when you got an additional arranger may come in and say, well, I don't think this should go this way. I think it should go that way, whatever. And then you can give them credit for the alternate arrangement if you like. Mm-hmm. But you can be the writer of the words, the melody, the composer, and the arranger all yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It's only when you bring in outside people
mm-hmm.
the situation changes.
I see. Wow. I mean, this is very good information because, sometimes, people will say to you, well, like if you was to go into a studio and you – let's say if you had the words, the lyrics to the song, and you also had the melody. And because sometimes, the copyright people would say, well, just like you said, if you hum the song, then you therefore the composer.
Mm-hmm.
But whereas, maybe the studio might would say, well, I'm the composer, because I played the music, I came up with the musical aspect as far as the notes and all this, that, and other, and the instruments and brought all that in, so therefore I'm the, I know what I wanted all the instruments to play, and I know, so they say, well, I'm the composer.
They're the producer. If you already go in with that sheet music and you give it to them and say, huh, play this just like I'm giving it to you, you are the writer of the melody and the composer all in one.
Now, what if you don't have the sheet music? What if you just have the melody?
I'm saying. If you go in and they alter it, may alter whatever you do. Now you are in, you are adding them on.
Okay.
And you can add them on in two or three different ways. You can either say, I'm going to give you $10 to help me do this song. And when you pay them $10, they can go about their business.
Mm-hmm.
You can give them points, deal points off of the, by working on the project. You say, hey, I don't have $10. I give you $5 and 2 points.
Mm-hmm.
Give them $5 and then they'll get 2%. Just like that bill said, they'll get 2% of whatever you earn over the life of that song. That's why I don't think that bill is good.
Okay.
So
okay.
If you earn $1 million, they're going to get 2% of $1 million just on that one track.
All right.
So if they come in and they do all of that, and you come in and do, like, I'll give you a better example to bring it home. I have a song that was done by an artist. Mm-hmm. I am the writer of the words and the melody. I copyrighted the words and the melody, but mm-hmm. she had her producer to do the music track.
Okay.
What they are entitled to, they were for hired, and that's it.
Okay.
I didn't do that. So I gave her the mechanical right in order to hire the musicians to come in and add their little flavor to the song so she could sing it the way she wants to. But that does not stop me from taking the song and giving it to you and giving you a mechanical right and allow you to do whatever you want to do to the song.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I am still the copyright holder of the words and the melody.
Okay. And let me ask you this. If you was to send the melody in to the copyright office, would they receive it being hummed, or do it have to be a musical?
It's however you send it to them. You can sing it to your iPhone if you want to.
Mm-hmm.
And save the file. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
However you want it to go.
Okay.
That's good
They're
stuff.
They're there to protect you.
Yep, that's true.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to hear you confirm this, you know, because I was so different, you know, the opposite of what you're saying. And it can be rather frustrating, you know.
Well, I'll open that up to anybody else, TC or anybody, Kevin, or anybody else on the call that had any other comments to it. I would love to hear from them as well.
No, that's good stuff.
At the end of the day, even though everything you said was correct, at the end of the day, that artist, whoever that artist is, needs to have everything in their possession. If you don't have everything in your possession at the time you submitted it, and the producer does, you are in a no-win situation if the producer sends it to the Library or Library of Congress first. You know what I mean? Henry, you might want to explain that, because sometimes artists will go to the studio and submit some things, but they don't have all their files, they don't have proof that they wrote the song. And they can leave that studio. Soon they walk out of that studio, that producer go online to Library of Congress and copyright everything while you're gone.
Yeah, that is correct. So if to the artist is asking the question, you're right, Brother Reggie, what I would do, if I came up with a song that said, you know, that song that's been out all the time, At the Cross, where I first saw the light, it was mm-hmm. there by faith, I would sing that song into a recording device, even though I can't sing.
Okay.
The words and the melody.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I would copyright. You don't have to wait until you go in the studio and you come out with this full production and send it to the copyright office. That's not how it's done. You copyright your song first.
Mm-hmm.
So if you copyright your song first, so then if the person in the studio comes out and says, hey, I did this and I did that, it's because of me. So if you go to court,
mm-hmm.
you're going to get a copy of the original copyright from the Library of Congress.
Right.
And they're going to play that original file from the Library of Congress, and it's going to say, At the Cross, where I first saw that. And then when they're going to play the other one where the guy did in the studio, and you're going to see that it's drastically different, but it's probably the same words and melody.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you don't want to become a copyright criminal. That's another thing that a lot of gospel artists are doing. They're sampling other people's music.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And if you do that without permission, you become a copyright criminal because the copyright already exists. You're taking the sample, and once they get wind of it, then they're going to come after you.
Right.
So like he said, you got to do. You got to copyright first.
Right.
All you got, it used to be you just sent it in on a cassette tape. Mm-hmm. Now it's the CD, or I believe you can upload the MP3.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. This is good. You know, it just amazes me. I know people are people, and it's all about living in the world that we live in. But I think it's a shame before the Lord if you call yourself to be a Christian and you're not a person of integrity. And whatever you say, I mean, I know that, you know, I know, of course, this probably doesn't really mean anything, but I'm just saying if you are a person of integrity and whatever you say, you should stand by your word. That's how I see it. You should stand by what you say. You know, and I know, of course, there's all kind of skin scams and all kind of this, that, and other, and people are going to be people, you know, but if you say you who you are, people that are in the gospel industry, which I know people can always hide behind that, but if you say that you who you are and God is the God of who you say that you are, then you should be a person of integrity and do what you say you're going to do. And that's how I see it. No,
that's good. That's good stuff, actually. As well, let me do this real quick. Anybody else have a question? I want to go to 252-361. Do you want to say something? I want to make sure you just listen. Or you want to say something? Oh, that's you. That's you, Lissette. Never mind. 252-363. Did you want to say anything? Hello.
No, I'm good. Thank you. I'm just listening.
Okay. Good. Okay. I want to say 202-315. You want to say anything? Just going through, make sure.
No, I'm good. I'm just listening right now.
All right, thanks. Okay. 810. Did you want to say anything?
No, sir. Just listening.
All right, good. Okay. Air code 912. Did you want to say anything or have any questions?
No, actually, I'm just listening, and this is divine favor. I'm just listening in.
Hey, Divine Favor. How you doing?
I'm blessed.
Good. Okay. And Arisi or Ms. Vonnie, do you have any questions?
I have no. One.
Okay.
In reference to the artist that just that spoke to Mr. Harris, when we send it the second time, to the Library of Congress, will we have to pay extra for that?
Why would you yes. send it the second time?
Oh, okay. All right. That's the answer then. Okay.
You shouldn't have to send it the second time because you, here again, you're copyrighting the words and the melody.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And the melody does not have to be full orchestration unless you want it to be.
Yeah.
So you only sent it one time.
Okay.
And the when you send it, the finished product after that is sent to your performance rights organization, your PRO, which is BMI, ASCAP, ESAC. See, therein lies the difference. Once you send it to the copyright office, you get a copyright number. When the project is finished and recorded, then you send it to BMI, ASCAP, or whatever. They're going to assign another number,
mm-hmm.
called an ISWC number.
Okay. And that's good. I appreciate that because on my first single, that I sent it after everything was completed. So the information that what was shared tonight, it was new to me. So I thought that everything, because I'm 3 weeks behind on my project because of symptoms with me. But I thought that it had to be totally done.
No, it doesn't.
You know, before. But
it doesn't. What you did was you copyrighted the finished product with all of the other person's stuff on it.
Yeah.
And you didn't have to do that.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
That you definitely had to send that to your PRO, though, which is BMI, ASCAP, CSAC, because if you don't send them the finished product, they can't track royalty radio play. See, they can't track you singing into the iPhone with the words and the melody with BMI, ASCAP, and CSAC.
Mm-hmm.
They have to have the finished product. Because that way they put it into their system, then that's how they get, you know, that's how they track, you know, your spends and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, played across the country and all that other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So it has to be the actual recording.
So, Mr. Harris, is that in the book too? Do you have that information? I've already ordered it. So, but is that in there? Is that something that?
Yes, those are the things
okay.
that I said. And that you're talking about the business of music. Do this first.
Yes.
Yeah, because I go through there and I tell and I say, well, one of the first steps is to copyright your music.
Okay. And I did. I thought that everything had to be done because,
no.
you know, at that time I wasn't a part of
no.
Basic Foundation. I didn't have that information. So,
no,
you know,
it
the
doesn't.
Project was already out.
It doesn't.
Okay. Thank you very much.
That's good stuff. Ms. Vonner, did you have any questions?
Good. Great. Yes.
Yeah.
No, sir. No, I don't have any questions at this time.
Okay.
Is Kevin still on the phone? Kevin left?
No, Kevin left.
I'm still here.
Kevin, I want you
yes.
to, because somebody, Ms. Cornegay, the set said something that I want you to break down, because I know you are great at talking about this. I try to stay away from it, so I'm going to break down, because she said something that she don't understand how people who supposed to be Christians don't operate the way they should and can't be trustworthy. I want you to explain. Wait a minute. I want you to explain to a lot of these listeners on the call, and I can explain to myself, but Kevin will go deep into it. Explain the difference between ministry and the business,
you know,
and the music side. Explain the difference, because I think that. Let me give a scenario first, Kevin. Let me give a scenario first. There's a lot of artists who I talk to all the time. They have been hurt by pastors, bishops, radio execs, and all this stuff. And I think that even when I talk to people on the phone who want to do business, they always throw Bible verses in the conversation. I'm not knocking the Bible verses, but sometimes you can't mix the ministry along with the business. So the set, I want him to explain this to you so you can understand why everybody, and I understand where you're coming from, but where you can understand that everybody that's supposed to be quote-unquote Christian people in this industry, they are not going to be fair about a lot of things because a lot of times it's about money. So you gotta be smart enough and try to separate the two. Everybody's not going to be humble like you are. You're going to be some folks that hide behind that mask just to make a dollar.
I agree.
You know, so I want Kevin to explain to, because we go through it all the time. We've been in the industry for a long time.
Wow.
And this is what we go through. So Kevin, explain that, Kevin.
Wow, explaining it. You know, my main thing is probably just to say, listen, business is business, and your salvation is your salvation.
Wow.
That, I mean, it's kind of real easy, and we all should see it that way. When it comes down to your salvation, you keep it that way. It's your salvation. But when it comes down to your business, and if you're trying to make money, if you're trying to sell product and make money, that's business. If you are trying to win souls and be a pastor or evangelist, give your CDs away. Give them, pass them out to everybody and give them away. But if you sell them, if you're selling them, you have to be, you just made it out of a business. The best thing to do is have someone to take care of your business while you take care of the ministry. This whole thing is nothing but entertainment. It's entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Prime example, when I talk to artists and they send me their music, the number one question, because I like to test artists to see where they're at. And some people I ask, what do you want to do with your ministry? How far are you trying to go? Some of them, majority of them say, the main thing I want to do is save souls. I want my music to reach out to people. So if that's the case, then I can get you singing all over the world. You might as well, like Kevin said, give your CD out to people for free. Then after I explain it to them, they come back and say, I want to make me some money. So when somebody asks you that question, what do you want to do with your ministry? You want to save souls at the same time. At the same time, you want to make money back off the money you have spent to invest in this project.
Well, that's why I say that. I say all the time, ministry is business, business is ministry to me. My thing is this, is that ministry is great. Like we said, it's great. But the thing is, you have to understand business before you understand any other type of business. It still goes hand in hand, like what I say all the time. And I said it again earlier. If you don't understand business, then you're not going to understand the music business, because it's really the same thing. It's just that, you know what I'm saying, you got your marketing, you got your promotions, you got to set up your structure, you got to have your goals, which comes your business plan a lot of times. All that stuff comes into play. So when you start understanding those things, then the music business start coming hand in hand. You get to understand it better than that. As far as ministry goes, let me finish. As far as ministry goes, you're going to have your ministry. It's all ministry, you know, if you're a gospel artist or things like that. But it's entertainment, too, like Kevin says, the truth. It's entertainment. You have to realize you're entertaining people as well. When I go to a concert, that's entertainment. It's away from really, you know, of course, the ministry might go into play or go forth in that, but it's still entertainment. I'm there to hear your skill, you know what I'm saying? The music got to be tight. All that stuff goes into play. So we start understanding those things and putting those components into place. Then I think that, you know, it'll start making sense to us even more. That's just my opinion.
Yeah, that was a good one. Because entertainment is entertainment. And when I pay a ticket to go to see artists, I didn't pay to see you preach to me. I paid to see you sing. So sing. Entertain me. I come to see a show. So when it comes down to, I tell you, you take one of these mainstream artists and don't pay them. You know, when they say, you know, it's ministry to me, and I just like to minister to God's people. Well, go and do a contract with that artist, and then when the artist get ready to go on stage, say, listen, I don't have the rest of your money, and see what happens. Then you'll know whether or not it's ministry or business.
Exactly.
That's why me, you know, the owner of Rejoice America Radio, that is why I've always focused on doing a lot of free concerts. Because everything I do is free, because it's not about me, personally, it's not about me making no money at all. My thing is, first of all, to basically promote my station. And the artists that I get, that them minister to people. You know what I mean? If they want to sell products, up to them. But the main focus is to minister to people. That's why I do a lot of free concerts. My thing is, though, some things I don't get is when artists be singing for the Lord, I love the Lord, and sing all these songs, and our radio station is blessing them. Why is it so hard for artists to sow a seed back to those who are helping them? I'm missing, you know, I think that, and maybe somebody on the line who is on the spiritual level, explain to me why is that some artists are hard to sow a seed, and that's what they're preaching about, that's what they're singing about. Don't you supposed to sow into good grounds? So if our station, and I'm not trying to get a plug, say y'all got to send me a seed. I'm speaking for a lot of us, because a lot of us enter that radio stations. We do a lot for a lot of these artists, and we might not ask to sow a seed. We might not ask for y'all to give us nothing at all. But if this is what you're singing about, and you get on these conference calls, and we bless you. Come on, y'all. I believe it's a time to sow back. I'm quite sure everybody on this call say the same thing. Because if you listen, we don't promote what we do. I don't say, you know, we don't promote our advertisement price. We don't promote how much it costs to be on this conference call. Henry don't really talk about, you know, how much it costs to be on the ECMA. We talks about it. But I think that it's time in this season for artists to start sowing back. And I don't see that happening.
You know what?
Well, you know what? I agree with you. you know, I agree with you, Reggie, because of what you do, and really what of all you guys are doing tonight, you deserve to be sold back in too. But a lot of times people don't have it.
Right.
And it's,
right.
It's not necessary for you to say what's time for you to do it. If the people don't have it, they don't have it. And it, what bothers me is when you tell them they don't have it, and they forget the time that you did give, and you really didn't have it then, but you gave it anyway, because uh-huh. you really want to show them how much you appreciate them.
Right.
And then sometimes, you know, people, you know, see, that's what I'm saying. But sometimes people just don't, you know, just because you may be well off, that don't mean everybody is.
Right.
And if you say you're trying to help somebody, then help them. You know, but, you know, I don't have any problem with giving to anybody when I have it. When I don't have it, I don't have it. And that's why, you know, you know, I'm sure some artists out there, they don't want to get stressed out, you know, when people, then it becomes like a bill collector, you know, it becomes a bill collector, and it shouldn't be that way. And if people think that you're just out to be a freeloader, then, you know, they can't help you and you can't help them.
Right.
And they think you're just a freeloader.
What about the artists that say they can't show it to the radio station, but they go here and spend $500 to be on Bobby Jones' show?
Now, that's interesting. Now, that is interesting, because I feel like what you guys are doing, you and Mr. Harris and TC and Reggie and all the others, you know, that's on the call here. I mean, I really appreciate you. I appreciate you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't have any money to give you, and I'm not going to try to pretend like I'm all that.
Right.
Like I'm riding hard and I'm all this and that. And I don't believe in phoniness, and I'm not going to be phony.
Right.
You know, and that's sometimes what I do. That's why it's important to an artist when they do concerts. So they can make some money,
right?
Because they need it,
right?
You know, I know I need the publicity, but I need the money.
Right.
I'm not trying to be all holy, saying I'm doing it just for soul to get saved, which I am. But when I need the money, I need the money.
Right.
Sometimes I don't have the gas to get to the concert.
Right.
And a lot of times people be trying to use you because they want your goods, but they don't even want to give you anything.
Right.
They don't give you time.
Right. That's
not Christ, because Christ said when you go, he said you don't have to take your clothes. He said, wherever you go, they're going to set you up. And a lot of times in Christendom, they don't even want to set you up. Mm-hmm. They want to set themselves up. And that's the wrong spirit.
Right. Let me interject. Say this. First of all, I want to say that for you guys to take time out to come on the Basic Foundation show, I'm appreciative of it. I don't ask for any money or anything, things like that. I've had people sown into me just based on the fact they appreciate it. So I don't want this to turn into a thing about, you know, why radio stations are being supported. That's not the reason for this call. That's all I want to say, first of all. Second of all, the thing is, too, that all of us take our time to come on here to do one comedy. Okay, I'm sorry. We come on here for one basic goal on this call is to help everybody. Whether it's promoting yourself, promoting your station, promoting your product, I don't have a problem with that. But I don't want to turn into a thing where... you know, and I get what Reggie said too. I get it at the same time, and I appreciate his comments, and I appreciate Lissette's comments as well. But I don't want to turn into that focus. What I want to turn into, if you feel like you know we've been a blessing to you, or Reggie, or Kevin, or hey, Mr. Harris, anybody, that's at your leisure. I'm not gonna get in your pocket and say reason why you're doing this, doing that, because that's not my place. I will say that, you know, whatever you do, whatever you decide to do, you know what I'm saying, it's just a blessing to have you on the call, ask a question so we can help you. That's what I say speaking for me. So on behalf of this call and everybody on this call, we appreciate you as the artist coming on here and asking questions, taking out your time to get information from us. We definitely want to say we appreciate that as well. So I don't want to make it seem like we're trying to, you know, do that as well. Like I said, I appreciate everybody's comments, but this is not the type of call that we have. And we haven't, you know, just to have it out here. Just to help people. We've been here to help people. You guys were coming on, getting information for all the new people that's coming on. We welcome you. We thank everybody listening by way of the radio that listens to all the broadcasts as well. And also, while I'm out here, we do have the Basic Foundation website coming to where you listen to the shows from the beginning on up to now. We're working on that now to get that going. So if you miss any of the shows and things like that, you're able to download them or listen to them on the site as well. But I do want to make sure that we put that clause out there that we're not here to make anybody feel bad or anything like that. I don't want to make it seem like that. I know Reggie, that wasn't Reggie's intent or his heart to do that too, so I want to say that as well. Go ahead, Kevin.
No, I wasn't trying to get no money or anything, man.
Yeah,
I know. Everybody that's called, no, I'm not in for the money.
Right.
A small thank you to me, I'm okay.
Right, I know what you're saying. Yeah.
I'm just saying there are some people in that situation.
Sure.
I'm saying me personally.
Yeah, I know.
You know.
Yeah, I
want to say this.
Go ahead, Kevin. I just want to make sure that people understood. That's the reason why I was saying what I was saying. But go ahead, Kevin.
Yeah, well, TC, you said I'm not even going to go and talk about that because, you know what I mean? I'm not even going to talk about that.
Sure.
This is for every artist that is on the call right now. If you're going places and they are asking, requesting you for your gift, don't be scared to ask for a traveling fee. Don't see, you have not because you ask not.
Mm-hmm.
You don't ask, they ain't gonna give it to you.
Sure.
So they feel like they can treat you in a way. We just finished saying one thing. We just finished saying you have to know when to separate this thing from ministry and business. And of course, you know, some people will take ministry to get around your business. You feel one.
Yeah.
I hope you understand that, because they would use the name of Jesus so they wouldn't have to pay you.
Yeah.
Oh, you know the Lord is going to bless you. Listen, no, I tell you what, the Lord has just blessed you. You blessed me because you want me to come to bless you with my gift. I have to travel far away to come to you, and you mean to tell me to bless me? Listen, you make sure you tell people. Don't give out no big, huge price now, because you know you ain't no A-list artist. So don't be talking no $2,000-$3,000 and all of that. You know what it takes for you to get from A to B. Ask them. If you got to stay overnight, say, listen, can you provide me a hotel room for the night? Can you provide me with $75 for gas money or whatever? Ask. They'll give it to you. If they really, truly want you, they'll give it to you. If not, then they truly, really don't want you. They're trying to use you. Believe that.
Good stuff. Okay. What you want to say, Reggie? You want to make a comment, sir?
No, I mean, Kevin is right to a certain extent. And I'm speaking from a promoter's perspective. If I got eight artists, and eight artists ask for $75, that's almost $500-$600, but I'm doing a free concert. So I think that it all depends on the artist's perspective. It depends on how far they're driving. I think that if an artist has to sacrifice, and they're a new artist, they want to be known, want to be heard, I think they're, you know, it's up to that artist if they can just afford it or not. If you can go, you can go. I never had an artist to tell me or ask me, Brother Reggie, since you're doing a show in Florida, how much you going to pay me to come to Florida? Can't you compensate me? I never had an artist to say that to me, because everything I do is free.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell the artist, if they did ask me, I'd be like, I can't pay you nothing. But if you want to come for the exposure, you can sell CDs.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't expect for nobody to drive from D.C. or from Charlotte to Florida.
Right.
Most of the artists, or most states I go to, I get artists in that area, where it won't cost them a lot of money. So, you know, sometimes that defeats the purpose. But I understand what Kevin's saying. If the artist really, or the promoter really wants you, then, you know, he got to give you something. I understand. And again, if you don't ask, you will not get nothing. So it's okay to ask and see what that promoter has to say.
That's good stuff. Good stuff.
Yeah, if they're making money off of me, I sure want some.
I know that's right.
If I'm doing a free concert, I ain't making no money off of you.
Right.
But
exactly.
No. I was saying, if, you know, like, if a church is calling you and they are making money off of you, then I have to be compensated. But if you're talking about somebody doing a free concert and they would like for you to come, no, I don't see no problem in that. That's going to be on you.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be you having to sit down to figure out whether or not you have the funds to do this,
mm-hmm,
or not. But do I go out of my way to and lose money to do it? No, you don't. You're an independent emerging artist. You know, like Reggie was talking about flying to Nashville and paying $500 $6. You know money. You know why you do it? Because it's Bobby Jones and you think that, oh, some people going to see me. But you just finished spending $800.
Mm-hmm.
Is you going to make $800 back?
Right. Yeah. Got to be smart about strategic.
So,
honestly,
it's business. This is business. And you got to handle it after or you'll be broke.
That's right. Go ahead, Mr.
You're
Harris.
Absolutely right. It's business, and it has to be done in a strategic fashion.
Yeah.
I mean, it has to be done. I mean, I'll go back to Brother Reggie. If Brother Reggie is doing a free concert and the artist that I'm working with, let's say, is coming from North Carolina to Maryland, because Brother Reggie's next concert is in Maryland, the artist I'm working with is coming from North Carolina to Maryland, I have to be strategic in developing as much as I can around Brother Reggie's free concert for the artist to do other things. This is how it works. It shouldn't be just one focus on one event, regardless of the event.
Right. That's so true.
Free concert, church calling in, or whatever. In today's climate, the majority of the time, the churches, and this is not directed to you, Kevin, but, you know, we talked about this before. The majority of the time, the churches are not calling emerging artists.
Mm-hmm.
They're not calling you. So you really, even though you should be prepared to push back and say, well, I'm willing to come and to your event, you know, as long as you cover, you know, this, that, hotel, expenses, whatever. But for the most part, churches have these public relations companies, marketing companies, just like my church. When they have these major events, the major revivals, where they're bringing in the national known speakers, I can automatically say that it's going to be the Tasha Cobbs, the Marvin Sapps, Jason Nelson or whatever, and the list goes on and on. Because they figure that when they associate those national names with the revival, it's going to draw more people out, even though those artists normally don't do no more than one or two songs.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't do those one or two songs until very late into the program, when it'd be right before the speaker goes up. But the church, and most churches, will not call you unless they have a track record with you, or your brand is outstanding, or they need somebody for the youth, and so forth. But for the most part, it's the exact opposite. The artists are calling the churches, and therein lies the problem therein lies the issue where the artist comes in and they cannot be compensated. There's no love offering. They can't be paid. They're only relegated to one song because it happens three out of four Sundays at my church. We bring a lot of artists in as well, and we tell them, don't expect to come in and get a love offering because they're not going to do it. But what you can get, if you do come to my church, what you will get is a three-camera shot with a you will leave it with a DVD, and you'll be able to sell your product.
Wow.
That you can maximize. That you can be strategic with, even though it's free. You can go there and dress and command the stage and rock the stage. You got three cameras following you, and the sound is very decent. So you're going to leave there with a live video with probably about 1,500 people in the audience that you would not otherwise would not get in certain circumstances. So you got to build around it. So if you come into Maryland, come on and do Brother Reggie's concert, but make sure you look for other things to do while you're in the area.
That's how you strategic. But the difference between ministry and business, if you file for a copyright, you are filing for government protection.
Mm.
And there's a thing that a lot of people like to say, the definition of the separation of church and state. You can't really separate the two if you're asking the state to protect you.
Wow.
Once you file for the copyright, you're in a business-type relationship.
Right.
You can do your ministry, but you're in a business-type relationship because you're asking for the government. The person that runs the copyright office is probably not a Christian.
Mm.
The average person running a radio station, even though they may be an announcer, the people that own the stations are not Christians. They don't care about you. They care about what those advertising dollars are going to bring. So you got to be able to understand that if you're in this as an artist, in the business of music, then that's what it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and you
true.
Can maintain your ministry identity, but you cannot separate out the business aspect of it. So either you want to get paid, you want to build stuff around it, or you want to continue to be an artist that broke all the time. And one more thing, let me just say this real quick, TC. One more thing in reference to sowing a seed and supporting us from time to time. It's okay if you don't have it. It's okay if you don't do it. But don't poke us in the eye by getting on Facebook and say that you're in Nashville getting ready to tape for Bobby Jones and you won't even contribute $5 to the people that support you the most. It's best not even putting it on Facebook. Don't even let us see it. And I'm not equating myself with Jesus at all, but remember, Jesus healed 10. 9 of them went about their business, and only 1 of them came back and said thank you.
Okay.
I'll leave it at that.
All right, that's good stuff, man. Well, I'm about to end the show this evening. This has been a great show. We talk about the artist development, the keys to it. Talked about a lot of different things this evening. I love the fact that a lot of the questions that came forth. And I want to say thank y'all so much. So with that being said, I'm going down the list. Kevin James, can you let us know about CJB Radio, what you got going on, sir? Are you still with us?
Girl, what is my number? What is it?
I don't know.
Okay. Kevin James, I done forgot myself. If you'd like to send me some music, you can do so, www.cjbradio.com. You can contact me if there's any questions. I will give you the now this is where we make our money at. So the first 10, 15 minutes, I sit on the phone and I'll talk to you. But everything after that, yes, the PayPal account will come up. So that's my business. If you like to be consulted about anything about the industry, if you would like for me to help you in any means of social media marketing or in artist development, you can contact me, Kevin@CJBRadio.com. That's Kevin@CJBRadio.com. All right. All right. God bless.
Bless you, sir. Rissy Taylor.
I'm Rissy Taylor, and I can be followed on Twitter and on Facebook at Rissy Taylor. And I think this medication kicking in. You guys go to the next one.
No problem. Okay.
I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. No problem. Rissy's on Twitter as well, y'all, so it's all good. Lissette, go ahead. Lissette.
Hello, this is Lissette. You can contact me on Facebook. That's LessetteKornegay, Kornegay, or my music page is Lissette, you know. You can come out on to see. You can come out on this Saturday at Kesson High School and see me open for Isaac Curry and KCJ, okay? You're more than welcome.
Good stuff. Thank you for that. Brother Reggie.
Well, I am Brother Reggie, the owner of Rejoice America Radio. I got so much going on. Just go to my website, rejoiceamericaradio.org, and you can see how to submit your music. If you're trying to contact me, the phone number here at the station is area code 980-299-9725. If you are in Charlotte, North Carolina, or 200 miles radius of Charlotte, North Carolina, we got a concert with Fred Hammond, Marvin Sapp, Tasha Cobbs, who else we got? Erica Campbell. If you want to open up for one of those artists, go to joyfest.org. And there's a link to click for you to say, you know, you want to register to open up for this artist. It's free. It's not going to cost you no money. You might be selected. So it's your chance where you might be able to open up and perform in front of 15,000 people. So that's joyfest.org. For more information, you just call me. Once again, the number is 704-980-9725.
Good stuff. All right. Mr. Henry Harris.
Hey, I can be reached at my email address is hharris@spiritco1.com. The telephone number is area code 301-567-5349. I am moving more into the consultant and the teaching aspect of the business of music, so I'm not really taking any music right now because I'm making some adjustments. I'll just leave it like that.
Okay.
But I am, so I can be reached at that email address or that telephone number. Reach out to me. I am Henry Harris on Facebook. You can like my page. You want to keep up with me and some of the other stuff that I'm doing, I appreciate it. Same thing on Twitter, SpiritCo1 on Twitter. And that's it. If you want more information, reach out to me by way of email or by the telephone number. Also, be on the lookout. I think, TC, what I'm going to do is I'm going to do an open call. Not necessarily, but I'm going to teach. We're going to do some teaching on metadata again,
mm-hmm.
and some of this other stuff that we need to cover, so people could actually see it.
Right.
You know, we talked about that before.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And
I'm
I think
do that. I'm going to set that up, and I'm going to have it open to everybody.
Hey, you know, I'm gonna talk to you more about that start meeting thing too. I like the way that flows. I like that.
Yeah, so let me know. So I'm gonna open that up, and I'm gonna open that up to everybody. I got something on my mind and on my heart that I want to do for the artists because I do see a void as far as the information and what needs to be done.
Good stuff. Right? Yes, sir. Looking forward to it.
Okay. Hey, you know, last week. I told artists that whoever brings the most artists, I can put some money in their account. Remember that?
Yes, sure do remember that, yeah. I don't know how many brought tonight, but we can check it out. Ask them.
Somebody brought no artists, so I was ready to bless somebody, put some money in somebody. I don't mind giving away money.
I know, that's right. Well, you know, I show like money.
Yeah, the movement of money creates wealth.
Yes, so, sure does.
Most of those artists that was on the call tonight called my name, so, you know, loving yourself accordingly.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Dig it. And I'm the host of the whole thing, so I guess I'll just mess with you, man. But but you know what? I do want to put that, you know, if you want to do it again for the artists that are on the call and just let them know they embrace the people, if you're ready to bless them, go ahead, man.
Nah, man, I ain't doing it because I ain't doing it this week, so they ain't ready. They don't want nobody.
All right, we'll do it.
Don't nobody need an extra
$50.
Don't nobody need it. They good.
Okay. Well, we weren't on the call last week. That's true. So somebody.
I'm sorry. So somebody should have called you and told you
they didn't want to call. That's his story. He's sticking to it, eh? Wow. Let's go to 702. 702, you've been patiently waiting. Thank you for being on the call this evening.
Oh, yeah, I'm Kelvin Brazil, the husband and manager of new indie gospel artist Felicia Brazil. Just started out learning on the fly. Kind of got me busy around here in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Okay.
But you can reach Felicia at www.singformefelicia.wix.com/Felicia Brazil. And let's see, her Facebook page is Sing For Me Felicia, and Twitter is Sing For Me Felicia.
Yeah, that's great, man.
It's been a good little conference call. I've been listening.
Uh-huh.
Half of the conference call was in a conversation with my wife, so I wasn't able to catch everything that was going on. But what I heard was is kind of music to my soul.
Okay.
Because I like to learn. And I'm really fully into this thing now.
Good.
So I'm absorbing all that information like water absorbs into a dry ground.
All right now.
So, you know, so I'm here. You know, I like to listen and before I speak. But when I speak, I'm going to have something to say.
I know that's right. Well, we look forward to you having something to say, man. And thank you for being a part of the call. But I have an announcement after I go through everyone. But thank you so much, as always, for being a part of it, man. I really do appreciate you being a part. You've been a part for the last few weeks, and we definitely appreciate you being on, sir.
CC, what was
you're
the welcome. Artist name again?
Felicia.
Sing For Me, yeah. Felicia?
Yes, yeah, Sing For Me, and that's a number four.
Sing For Me, Felicia. Yeah, and you're Brandon, you got to make sure you put that out.
Yeah, yeah, but definitely. Yeah, you know, matter of fact, I'm sorry, go ahead, sir. What you say? Oh, I thought you were saying something. But.
I want to say also that Brother Reggie has been a blessing to me starting out here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I see him, even though you want to kind of separate the music from your ministry or your faith, I do still see him as operating in his faith.
Mm-hmm.
You know, without exactly, you know, telling everybody or preaching,
mm-hmm.
you know, what he believes in.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the good thing about what I see out of him. You know, I've got a good example here. And it's kind of made me want to trust him.
Cool.
You know, from what I've seen. You know, walking out the faith and the things that he does. You know, he's not trying to really ask for money, but you need money to survive.
Right.
Money is part of this world system we live in.
Right. That's so true.
Willing to help and to be asking for a lot of money. So that's good. And that's what has me on the conference call right here, right now. So, you know, I'm giving you kudos, and I'll probably be here next week, and I'm going to be, you know, knocking at your door for questions and answers.
Come on with it. We definitely love to have you, man. And, again, I appreciate you being a part of the call, man. Like I said, anytime you have any questions as well, you know, of course, you know, just ask us, man. We're here for you. No dumb questions here. Okay. Ms. Varner, how you doing?
Good evening, everyone. My name is Fiona Varner, F-I-O-N-A, Varner, V as in Victory, A-R-N-E-R, and I can be found on Facebook, followed on Twitter. I'm also on Rejoice America's website, Mr. Reggie. And Reverb Nation. You can also find my music in all the digital download locations. And again, I thank you all for the information that you've been giving, Ms. Reg, as well, introduced me to you all, the calls and everything. So I do appreciate them as well. And everyone else who is on the call. So I just want to say thank you.
Well, thank you as well. We appreciate you as well being a part of it once again. And, man, it's a blessing to have everybody here. I'm going to go to 810. 810, you want to give out your information?
Yes, sir. Good evening, everybody. I'm Casey Calvert from Flint, Michigan. I'm the business manager for BLEST. That's BLEST. We're a quartet group, independent. We're currently servicing online and traditional radio stations with our recently released EP that contains two tracks from our upcoming album entitled Because He Lives. You can like our Facebook page at BLEST, that's B-L-E-S-T, BLEST of Flint, Michigan. We also have a ad
you can add our Facebook page at the same name. Twitter is the same, and Instagram, and our YouTube account, where you can see all of our live videos and things of that nature.
Glad to have you part of the call, man. This is your first time calling in?
Thank you so much. Yes, it is. Yes, it is my first time calling in. I absolutely enjoyed it all. A lot of the stuff that was said is really relevant and needs to be heard. We actually have our third anniversary coming up in April. So we're dealing with a lot of, we're bringing in groups from different parts of Michigan and dealing with who do you pay and who you don't pay and who's going to pull your crowd and this, that, and the other. It's definitely a business aspect to it, but definitely can't neglect ministry at the same time. So
yes.
I've definitely enjoyed the conversation.
That's cool, man. I want to get some of the music, man, because I grew up, of course, listening to Quartet, and I have a station you can go on as well, man, that's looking for Quartet music as well. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, so I will get my information out in a few minutes. I got one more person to go through, which is Divine Favor, and then I'll be giving out the information. Go ahead, Divine Favor.
Good evening, everyone. This is Divine Favor. You can like my Facebook page at Divine Favor 72. You can also, if you're in the Washington, D.C. area, on April 23rd at 3 o'clock, I will be a part of Brother Reggie's free concert in Landover, Maryland, which is my home. And I have a few other things that will be coming up soon. You can get the album, my album, The Good Project, Volume 1, at www.gudentertainment.com. God bless you.
Bless your bones. Okay. And TC right here. Of WOGS 103.9 and, of course, as you know, the Basic Foundation Show. Announcement is I'm coming out with a Basic Foundation Show website. It's going to have it to where you have the shows we've done back in 2007, I believe, all the way up to now. And I'm really excited about getting the website going so you can listen and download to any shows you've missed and any other new information you need. So we have that website coming along. But you can listen to us right now on www.wogs1039fm.com. If you want to submit your music, of course, WOGS 1039FM at gmail.com. All one word, WOGS 1039FM at gmail.com. If you want to contact me directly, my number is area code 216-264-0387. Again, that's 216-264-0387. Of course, the Facebook page, you type in WOGS, that'll come up. TC Congress is my name. Become a friend. Can reach out to you, maybe one day get your holy hug, shake your hand, and all that great stuff. And that's my information. And, man, I want to say blessing once again, y'all. I think next week we'll be talking about some other stuff. I'll put it out on Facebook so you can be abreast of when, of course, we have it every Monday at 8 p.m., Basic Foundation Show. And really excited. I'm excited about where the call is going. I'm excited about where the show is going and people calling in and asking questions. I appreciate each and every one of you to call in, like I said, as well. And I'll turn down the blessings. You want to put a donation, we have one on the website, the donate button. So you want to be a blessing, I ain't crying, trust me. But it's been a blessing once again. Anybody got any final thoughts, any comments they want to say? Brad, you got something to say?
No, sir.
Lissette? Arisi? Anybody?
No. Great. Just thank you so much for everything. Appreciate it.
No problem. Well, you listen about where...
Money coming.
I know that's right. I'm with you. Send that money. I know that's right.
This was said. I'm fine. Thank you.
Very welcome. Okay. Well, you listen about where radio, of course. We thank you for listening always. About to get out of the way for the evening. I always tell you, speak to yourselves in songs, hymns, and spiritual songs. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to your understanding, all thy ways and knowledge him. Of course, let him direct your paths. Most importantly, the loudest thing to speak to someone is your life. So we out like shout. As I always say, love, peace, and hair grease, y'all.